This is Sunday Focus, a weekly public affairs program that looks at the topics affecting our society and the people who are making a change in the community each and every day. The people who have vision for the next generation. Sunday Focus presents new challenges for us, keeping you informed with topics of local and regional interest. Now the host of Sunday Focus, Christine Manica.
Hello and good morning. Welcome back to another edition of Sunday Focus. You know, the Children's Home Shelter for Family Safety has been busy lately. The new Sioux Falls building is up and running, plus a new development for the Children's Home Society is coming soon in the West River area. Lots of things to look forward to, but it's also bittersweet. These new projects only mean that people in the Sioux Empire need the Children's Home Shelter for Family Safety more than ever to escape domestic violence. That's why the Drive Out Domestic Violence campaign is so important. For July, it's all about starting a conversation. It's important to educate each other, and this campaign shows that hope is truly stronger than fear. Stacy Kropinski and Kate Fallmeyer are with us right now from the Children's Home Shelter for Family Safety to tell us more about this continued fight and how the community can get involved. Stacy, good morning. Kate, good morning. So Stacy is now the Data and Prospect Research Coordinator. Kate Fallmeyer is the Shelter Program Director, and she's also a part of Bright Start 2. How's it going, guys?
Doing great.
Long titles, by the way, for home shelter and for you guys, but it just shows how much you've grown ever since the start of it. So let's talk about what's new at the Children's Home Shelter for Family Safety and that annual toy drive that you had this last year. What was that all about and how did it go?
You know, it went really well. We do that through the holiday season. For our work at shelter, where we serve victims of domestic violence and child abuse and neglect, it's really important for us to provide a wraparound service. And that really appears in many different ways, from, you know, meeting basic needs, providing safety, of course, but also making sure we get toys and gifts into the hands of the kids that we serve. And so you guys were a big part of that toy drive last holiday season. Those toys just put smiles on kids' faces throughout the year, not just at Christmas time. And of course, we will be looking to do that again this coming holiday season, which we've already started to talk about, which is kind of crazy thinking it's just July.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah.
So we just passed that threshold of like Christmas in July, like 6 months before Christmas, but really it is starting for you guys.
It really is. The planning starts now.
Wow, that's unbelievable. And there's so much planning that goes involved with the events that you guys have at the Children's Home Shelter for Family Safety. What is this organization all about for anyone that might be confused on the new name or who doesn't know anything about the organization?
So our new name is really just to focus on that goal. Instead of being a domestic violence shelter, we're a shelter for family safety. Our outcome is that safety. And we actually came up with the name and then involved some of our clients in that decision process. And they just really felt like the Shelter for Family Safety name was very welcoming and warm. And so that's kind of a neat little piece about that. And then we are a domestic violence or intimate partner violence program, so we do have our emergency shelter. We also have crisis intervention, so we take phone calls and drop-ins 24/7. And we have case management, and then we also have outreach services like counseling, support groups, parenting, court advocacy. So we do have that emergency shelter, but if you have somewhere safe to stay, we also can offer services too.
Are you guys used to the new name yet? It's been a couple of years now, but is it still getting, you know, easier to roll off the tongue?
I feel like it rolls off the tongue a little better. You know, a lot of people in the Sioux Falls area knew us as Children's Inn. We are the same organization. We did just change our name to kind of better fit the purpose that we're serving. You know, as Kate said, we just try to make it a little more positive and welcoming. And so it really does fit what we do. And people are really understanding we are the same organization. We are here to help. And we just want people to know where to find us.
And you guys are needed more than ever. And that new location started off as a dream, now a reality. Anything you'd like to share about the new location since it opened?
You know, it was really important to us to stay in a location where we were easily accessible by the individuals who need us the most. So in our decision making, that was a really big factor. So we were really fortunate to find the piece of land that we did over on the east side of town. We are on the Empower campus, just adjacent to that. And it's an easy walking distance, say, from downtown. We're accessible by the bus routes. We're easy to get to and easy to find. That was really important to us, that people be able to easily get to us.
Yeah. And speaking about people getting access to you guys, when we're talking about the numbers, how have the numbers changed since you opened up the new facility?
Yeah, definitely. Kind of unfortunately, our numbers have been increasing. Our goal is to always work us out of a job, but that just isn't really happening. So this year, we really saw a large jump in our daily shelter census. So we have 108 beds. Our current average is 85 right now. And today I checked, we had 88 individuals staying in our shelter. Mm-hmm. And then our January through May, we haven't pulled our June numbers quite yet. We've already had over 9,000 crisis contacts that we've interacted with victims needing support.
Wow, it's unbelievable when you hear those numbers put into perspective. Stacy, you being with the Children's Home Shelter for Family Safety for a long time, what do you think about that?
You know, they're staggering numbers, and they should give us pause. That's why we want to stay out in front of people. We want to continue to talk about this. We want to do everything we can to curb and eventually end domestic violence. And so I feel like every step in the right direction, you know, helps us get closer to that. Our numbers have gone up. You know, sometimes I'm like, that might be an okay thing in that we're maybe getting to people before situations get really bad. Mm-hmm. That has been some of the response from law enforcement, is that their domestic calls dropped a little bit while ours have gone up. So again, while not a good thing, you know, maybe that is telling that people are reaching out to us before things really implode, or are not having to involve law enforcement quite as much, which is feasible because we're in this new facility. We're able to serve mm-hmm. more individuals and able to do it just even more efficiently and in a more dignified way than we were in our previous building.
I guess, what are some of the misconceptions that people have about the Children's Home Shelter? Like, say they're going up to you and they're looking for your services. What's something that people might not know about the Children's Home Shelter for Family Safety?
I think the common misconception is that you have to have kids to stay with us. And we're really a shelter for everyone. We serve all individuals who are fleeing intimate partner violence. So if you're a family of one, we'll serve you. And if you're a family of 10, we'll serve you. So we'll serve everybody.
If you are just listening, we are being joined by Stacy Kropinski and Kate Fallmeyer. They are both with the Children's Home Shelter for Family Safety here in the Sioux Empire. Now, Kate, you're fairly new to the organization. You are the shelter program director, and you're also a part of Bright Start. Tell us about who you are and your role with the shelter.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually started at the shelter just over 7 years ago now, as a case manager, mm-hmm. and then have filled a variety of roles and eventually took on this role in November of last year as the director.
What has been something that you've learned since being a part of Children's Home Shelter for Family Safety?
Oh, there's countless things. there's always things that we're learning. This is such an incredible organization. We're the largest in South Dakota for domestic violence shelters. And so just the capacity that we have and the work that we're doing is astounding to me. And I actually was introduced to Children's Home Shelter for Family Safety over 15 years ago when I was in college. I was an advocate down in Vermilion and had attended a network meeting for all of the agencies across the state. And Children's Inn at the time presented, and I just fell in love with like the culture and what they were doing there and the impact they were making, and knew then that I wanted to be working there and then eventually become the director.
Wow. So that really kind of set a career path for you, would you say? Like, you knew right down there in Vermilion, you're like, yep, this is the organization I want to be a part of.
Yes, absolutely. And it hasn't disappointed at all.
And there's something else attached to your title. You also lead Bright Start. What is this part of the Children's Home Shelter for Family Safety?
Yeah. So Bright Start is just one of our many programs at CHS. And so Bright Start's a nurse home visitation program, and it's really designed to help first-time individuals who are expecting focus on their own health and well-being so that they can have healthier families. So an individual will get paired with a nurse during their pregnancy, and then up until the child's second birthday can participate in these home visitations that focus on pregnancy, nutrition, ongoing prenatal care, home safety, and creating a positive home environment. And they can even talk about goal setting and building support systems in the community, and even address like job training and childcare.
Yeah, that's a wonderful program at the Children's Home Shelter for Family Safety. Now, Stacy, you're not going anywhere. You're still at the organization, but you're in a new role. You're the Data and Prospect Research Coordinator now. What is this role about for you?
So I am still going to work with our foundation team. Like you said, I'm not going anywhere. I just get to work with our donors in a different capacity and do a little bit more on the database side, managing our database and records and things like that. But like I said, still very much working with our foundation team and, of course, Shelter for Family Safety specifically. And there's somebody new stepping into the role I was in previously. Ashley Neely will be is moving into that position, and we'll be taking over our events and kind of doing some work there. So,
yeah. And so far, so good with Ashley. She's not running off scared yet.
No, she's already been a great addition to the team.
Awesome. Because sometimes when you get thrown into radio interviews, it's a little overwhelming
at
first. Yeah,
you know, I'm not going to say she hasn't been drinking from the fire hose the last few weeks, but she's doing a great job.
She's probably learning a lot, too, especially when it comes to the expansion out west. Can you share more information about how this project is going?
Yeah. So, you know, we're a program of Children's Home Society, Shelter for Family Safety is, and underneath that is several different programs, including Sioux Falls Children's Home, and then our Western campus out in the Black Hills area. They're undergoing a major renovation and eventually a move to move the campus. Right now it's out by Rockerville, so it's kind of in a remote setting. So they're moving the campus into Rapid City, into the former NAU campus. We're doing a big renovation project there. We're super excited because that entire program is going to come under one building. It's going to be all in one place, which is going to allow us to provide an even better service to the Black Hills area. And it's just going to work so much better to have all those services right there. And we're going to be able to expand those services and offer even more opportunities to the Rapid City community and Black Hills area.
How are the numbers when you talk about the West Riverside and the East Riverside? Are they pretty similar? Is there an expansion happening out west because to meet those needs?
You know, the numbers are probably greater on the eastern side of the state, but we're definitely seeing the need more so on the western side of the state as well. And so, you know, to be able to offer, I should say, the same services on both sides of the state, we're really looking to be able to mirror programs on both sides of the state. And like I said, just do it even more efficiently on one campus out there.
So when is the target grand opening date for the new expansion out there?
We're a little ways off from that. We're undergoing the renovations. Some programs are on the campus already, like the foundation team has moved there. A couple of the other smaller programs have moved there. But with the renovations, I think the goal that we're targeting is kind of the fall of 2026 to be all under one roof and on one campus. So it's really exciting. We're really looking forward to that. And again, being able to just offer an even better service.
Do you need anything to keep the project moving forward? What's something that you're looking for right now?
You know, we're starting to do some fundraising for the project. So we're certainly looking for assistance with that. And all that information can be found on the chssd.org website.
Wonderful. And speaking about doing some fundraising, we do a lot of great partnerships. We hinted at that earlier with the toy drive here at Results Town Square Media. And again, we are part of the Drive Out Domestic Violence campaign known as Drive Out DV. Before we get into the campaign itself, how does the Sioux Empire experience domestic violence?
The Sioux Empire is really no different than anywhere else because domestic violence has no bounds, so anybody can experience it. Right here, we've seen 1 in 4 women and 1 in 7 men being severely assaulted by their partner in their lifetime. And an alarming statistic is that 68% of those victims actually endure a near-death strangulation by their partner. And strangulation is the highest predictor of murder. So that's something that we're trying to educate more on, getting that out there and sharing that. So domestic violence really, it's impacting everybody in some way, whether it's yourself, a family member, friend, neighbor, coworker. You're probably alongside somebody in your day who's experienced domestic violence.
What is something that people might not know about domestic violence? Whether it's something that maybe they have experienced or something that they kind of look back on and think maybe I was someone that was affected by it.
Yeah, so domestic violence in like movies, TV, the stuff that kind of lays a foundation is unfortunately not really the big grandiose incident that we see on those shows. So it starts as a power and control tactic. Domestic violence is all about maintaining power and control over another person. So it starts out typically with a whirlwind romance or very happy. If people started out abusive, people wouldn't stay. So there's always a reason that they kind of have that honeymoon phase. And that can be months, years. It varies really. And so eventually there becomes this power and control, whether it's isolating from friends and family, work, even physically moving people away from those support systems. It can be financial abuse. It can be threats. It can be so many things that are often unseen, or the victim's made to feel like that's their fault or they deserved it. And so unfortunately, people do minimize because they don't have that support system anymore, or their abuser has really kind of tricked them into believing that they're deserving of it. And so a lot of times people will leave once a big incident happens where there is that severe abuse. And that's typically when we see people, but we want to intervene before then. So we have resources. If you have someone who's fleeing domestic violence or you're worried about them and you want to know how to help, give us a call. We'll talk you through it.
Absolutely. Is it easier to talk about domestic violence today, or is it still, I don't want to say a struggle, but is it still tough to talk to the community about domestic violence going on?
You know, I think it's a little more socially acceptable to talk about it, to reach out for help. I know we hear from people now, and I know in the time that I've been with the organization, people would reach out and say, oh, I wish this organization had been here for me back in, you know, kind of whenever it was. We started in 1977, and our initial purpose was actually as a crisis facility for children in emergency situations, not even realizing domestic violence was, I guess, a thing then. We opened our doors, but we had adults come to the door first with their kids asking for help. And so even to us, it was like, oh, okay, like there's another need here. So we did that pivot and became one of the first 10 domestic violence shelters in the nation. So I think we've come a long way in creating the conversations and talking about it to make it less of a stigma to be a survivor of domestic violence or be impacted by domestic violence. So I definitely think we've made a lot of progress and inroads there. We have a long way to go, but we definitely want to keep the conversations going, which is also what we're trying to do with Drive Out DV.
Yeah, and that's what we're continuing to do right now. If you were just listening, we're talking about the Drive Out Domestic Violence Campaign and about the Children's Home Shelter for Family Safety itself with Stacey Kropinski and Kate Fallmeyer. So what is this annual event all about?
So with our partners, Vernity Motor Cars, we launch this event every July, Drive Out Domestic Violence, and we're doing just that. We're doing trying to drive out domestic violence. We're trying to end it. We're trying to create those conversations. We want people to talk about this topic. It's important that people talk about this topic. The biggest way we can end domestic violence is educating people. And so, again, to create those conversations, either for someone who's impacted by domestic violence or indirectly even impacted by domestic violence, it's important for people to talk about it, to know where to find help, to know how to access that help, and to know what kind of help that we offer. And that's what we're trying to do through the Drive Out Domestic Violence Campaign, is educate, talk about it, raise funds. But we also have a partnership with Lewis Drug. where we are taking some donations at all the Sioux Falls and Harrisburg locations for Lewis Drug. You can go in, do a little shopping for us. We've got a top 10 needs on the website, but also posted at the Lewis Drug store. So you can do your shopping, drop it right in a box there at Lewis, and we will get all of those items back to shelter and into the hands of our clients.
Can you recall how many donations or phone calls you received since starting this campaign?
You know, I know last year we had over 1,000 items donated at Lewis Drug, which was fabulous. That helps us meet a lot of needs for the clients we're serving at shelter. I know last year we were able to raise over $40,000 to go back to the programs and services at shelter. And so we are hoping to be able to do that again this year and just continue, like I said, bringing those items in, getting them into the hands of our guests, and raising funds for the work that we do. Every year, our budget at shelter is about 80% charitable. And so those funds have to come from somewhere, because we don't charge the individuals who are seeking our services. We don't charge them for those services. So that funding has to come from somewhere. So this event is just really important in helping us fill that gap of that charitable need.
So besides people noticing boxes, donation items at Lewis, what's something else that the community can expect to see during this campaign?
So you can like our Facebook page. We are going to work really hard in the month of all throughout the month of July to continue that conversation. Engage with our posts on social media. Share your story if you're so compelled to do it. We would love to hear from people. Do some shopping at Lewis for us and drop those items off. You can go to our website, driveoutdv.com, and shop for your own apparel. You know, Children's Home Society as a whole has taken on the initiative and kind of the thought of, it's called the Science of Hope. It's really cool. It's a really basic principle about hope and the scientific research behind it. And so into this event, we're trying to also infuse some hope, and we are selling some apparel that says hope is stronger than fear. So you can go online and purchase your apparel, have it shipped to you. We've got some fun items. And then the proceeds from those apparel sales also go back to support shelter.
And they're very comfy, too, by the way.
They are.
To talk about the comfy shirts. They're light. I can wear it on a hot day if I want to go for a run. Like, it really is. It's a great shirt with an even better message on it.
It is. And we've got sweatshirts and, you know, summer, the short sleeve shirts, a little bit of everything for everybody.
And maybe I haven't asked this before. Maybe I did. I don't remember. But after July, domestic violence just doesn't go away. So what happens once this campaign wraps up at the end of July?
You know, the work continues. It never stops. We are there at shelter 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We never close our doors. We are there at 2 a.m. We are there at 2 p.m. It doesn't matter. We are there to provide a service. And so that is our goal. We will continue to be there after the month of July. The need doesn't go away. So throughout the year, people can definitely reach out to us to find different ways to help. You know, going into the holiday season, which we've already mentioned, we've got a lot of different opportunities. We've got some volunteer opportunities. You can do a collection or drive for us. You can always go to our website and make a gift. The need is always there. But also, we want people to know how to find us. So if you are someone who is impacted by domestic violence, or you're helping someone who is, this is an organization that can help. And we are there all the time. We've got a great team that can sit down and visit and kind of find the best way possible to be able to help in that situation for anyone who is looking for that assistance.
And once they find you, you guys really do help them throughout the entire process. Just to give someone who's listening right now a perspective of what this campaign means to the organization, can you maybe share a story about a family or an individual that has been affected by domestic violence?
Yeah, so like I talked about, that domestic violence really is about power and control. So when a victim leaves, that's actually the most dangerous time, because that abuser is losing that power and control, and so they're really willing to do anything to get it back. So when people say, maybe, why don't you just leave, there is a whole process to it. And so it actually takes an average of 8 times for someone to leave. So somebody it might take 2, somebody it might take 8, somebody else it might take 12. So we have clients who have come to us more than once. Their abuser kind of weasels their way back into their life and keeps that cycle going. So we worked with a client who'd been in a long-term relationship for many years. She'd been to us multiple times trying to leave. He always found a way back. from just showing up to physically breaking in and just not being willing to leave her home. So she was trying to do everything she could. He just kept coming back, and there were kids involved, so it made it a lot easier for him to stay connected. And she would come, try so hard, get her own place, and then he would show up again and kind of break it all down. So that happened over years, and eventually this last year, she was able to fully break that cycle. She came to us. She had experienced addiction that he had started by forcibly making her take those drugs. And so she went to treatment for that addiction. She started personal development classes, and she got a protection order, and she is on her own, and she has been successfully on her own and is doing counseling for herself and her kids.
That's amazing. Good for her. It's not easy to leave situations like that. Someone listening right now may be like, well, why don't you just leave and get up? It's not that easy. It's a big mental game for these people that go through domestic violence.
Yes, absolutely. So we always say, if you want to help, the best thing is to keep showing up, even if it's been multiple times that you've come to help a victim. Just keep showing up and believing them.
Yeah, absolutely. When you hear a story or witness a story unfold before your eyes, what does that feel like to be a part of someone's new beginning?
It's really an honor to be a trusted, safe space for people who are going through typically the most vulnerable times of their life, and to have that be what we are at Children's Home Shelter for Family Safety and what our staff all embody. It's really an honor.
And that's what it's all about when it comes to donating to the Children's Home Shelter for Family Safety.
Absolutely. You know, I feel like we all play a role, and we have a really awesome team that can be on the front lines to help from day to day. But it takes everybody in this journey to ensure safety for everybody. We all play a role. So whether that's, you know, you're hands-on, or you're helping fund the work, or you're purchasing items to get into the hands of those individuals, we all play a role, and it takes all of us to make it happen.
Absolutely. Stacy Kropinski, Kate Fallmeyer with the Children's Home Shelter for Family Safety. Before we wrap up our conversation, are you looking for volunteers? What's something on your wish list right now? Anything?
So I would say, if you're wanting to purchase some items for us at Lewis, we've got some basic needs out there: shampoo, conditioner, body wash, sunscreen right now is a big one, and bug spray. We have a whole list of those items at Lewis. You can make a donation online at driveoutdv.com. Again, that goes back to support the work at shelter. Go purchase your apparel. We also have a Target registry on our website, so you can look that up to find some of those other items to be able to help us out. Lots of different ways that you can help. We are also looking for some volunteers. I know we need some in-house to help with our clothing store in-house to be able to get clothing items to our guests. And then come the holiday season, we'll be looking for some volunteers for our winter event. Oh. We're gift wrapping at the mall, but...
I mean, we're already talking about Christmas. Why
right?
not?
Kate, right?
I don't think you know this about me, but I've told Stacy this a couple of times. I'm not a good rapper. I have tried for years, and you know what I end up doing? Putting my Christmas gifts in a bag. But I'm sure someone from the Children's Home Shelter can maybe help me rap. Is there a rapping class before we volunteer at the toy drive?
No rapping classes, Christine, and we do not allow gift bags at the booth. So, you know, you're just going to have to come bring your best rapping, and
it's going to be very messy. I'm not going to deny that. It's going to be very messy.
We'll consider ourselves warned.
Okay, yes, good. Good. Keep that in mind. Stacy Kropinski, the Data and Prospect Research Coordinator, and Kate Fallmeyer, the Shelter Program Director, and she also directs Bright Start at the Children's Home Shelter for Family Safety. DriveOutDV.com is that website to check out, and a phone number in case people need your services.
If they are looking for help, they can call us at 605-338-4880.
Wonderful. Ladies, it's great to talk to you about the Drive Out for Domestic Violence campaign and to learn more about what's happening in the organization. So thank you.
Thanks, Christine.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children. Since 1927, it's provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. Learn more at stjo.org today.
I'm Christine Manica, and you've just been listening to another edition of Sunday Focus. And thank you for listening.
Sunday Focus is a public affairs program of Results Radio, Town Square Media, Sioux Falls.